Welcome to another Mystical Perspective, and aloha, and I'm Reverend Cindy Palos, happy to be here. This is number 23 in a series of talks that's based on the book Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, Practical, Mystical, and Spiritual Inspiration Applied to Your Life. And what I do is I take a chapter of the book, and actually a page, and I concentrate, meditate, and go into that chapter, thinking about it and studying it and seeing what comes to me. And then I go ahead and put something together to share with you. We start with the affirmations, repeating them twice, and then we do a little discussion on them. So without further ado, let's go into the affirmations. The first one here is overcoming obstacles holding you back. That's the subject today, and it's a very, very deep subject. Boy, when I think of the subject, I mean, if we can overcome our obstacles holding us back, anything is possible. But of course, we know with God, anything is possible. So we're going to put ourselves in that state where we can overcome these obstacles. First is defining obstacles. In a greater reality of beingness, I understand that an obstacle is an energy obstruction in the environmental energy field which I function. That's very interesting, okay? So this is just within our particular energy field. It's not something out there in the world. It's something that we can deal with because it's in our environmental energy field. Repeating that, in a greater reality of beingness, I understand that an obstacle is an energy obstruction in the environmental energy field which I function. So we are all energy. We are all made of energy. We are all created from energy, right? And this whole source of energy comes from the Creator, God. And when we tune into God, we can actually tune into a different energy field, a higher vibrational energy field, which can change the energy field which we're environmentally functioning in. So that's what we're going to be doing, right? The next affirmation is here. Outgrowing. I understand that the most direct way to overcome an obstacle is to outgrow it by moving into higher frequency of energy of consciousness, which is what I was just kind of saying. That's the most direct way to overcome an obstacle. Let's repeat that, outgrowing. I understand that the most direct way to overcome an obstacle is to outgrow it by moving into a higher frequency of energy of consciousness. Now, this happens when we die, but we're given the choice here on Earth to fix things and overcome our obstacles and learn our lessons before we die. Before we move into another field, we have time here on Earth to release years and maybe lifetimes and lifetimes of karma we've created, which can create obstacles in our lives. The next affirmation is change. I acknowledge in my own mind that to overcome obstacles, I must have a change in consciousness. Okay, that's pretty easy, you know, because Einstein said the definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect outcome to be different. So obviously we need to change. Repeating that one, I acknowledge in my own mind that to overcome obstacles, I must have a change in consciousness. Now, that can happen many ways. I mean, many times we take vacations. When we get up there on the plane, we look down on Earth, and everything looks like it's so small, like little ants down there. And we wonder why we're so stressed in that traffic. Why do we get concerned, right? This is something that we really can handle and we can change because we can go up there in our energy plane in meditation and rise above the consciousness where we're kind of stuck in, and go to that objective observer that's beyond the regular personality and the monkey mind, and see in a different way. Okay, meditation. Of course, every week we bring up meditation. Dr. Masters started with meditation, and I began with him when I was 14 years old. He was doing meditation way before now. There's so many millions of people doing it, and there's so many teachers, and a lot of them are just trying to make it as easy as possible, which is good, you know? But meditation is key every single day. And it's not just the 90-second meditation I'm talking. I saw a YouTube video. It was about you can learn to meditate in 90 seconds, and the person did that whole 90-second count your breath. But 90 seconds is a way if you're starting, but you really, I mean, I meditate for an hour every day in the morning and about 45 minutes at night. And I think you need to grow into more. We don't want to make it ever difficult, because it's actually very joyful and blissful and wonderful. But meditation is key. So here's the affirmation. Through my daily practice of meditation, I experience higher frequencies of energy, which lift me above the obstacle energy level, closer to God's sublimating light. So that sounds pretty simple, huh? That's kind of the solution right there. I've been meditating all my life, and meditation is a daily practice, a lifetime practice, and it isn't like you just reach one goal of enlightenment. Even after enlightenment, I had an enlightenment experience, and even after enlightenment, you do change your perspective, you do change your consciousness, but even then, you've got to deal with your everyday life and integrate what you learn in meditation into your daily life and that practical mysticism. So, repeating that meditation one, through my daily practice of meditation, I experience higher frequencies of energy, which lift me above the obstacle energy level, closer to God's sublimating life, light, which is light. All right, visualization is the next one. Whatever obstacle I wish removed, I visualize or imagine it in my mind being engulfed and sublimated by and into God's light presence to be no more. Now, this is using magic, right? This is kind of the similar thing you go through when you create magic or you turn lead into gold. I'll repeat the visualization. Whatever obstacle I wish removed, I visualize or imagine it in my mind being engulfed and sublimated by and into God's light presence to be no more. Now, as well as meditation and affirmations, visualization has always been very important, and Dr. Masters was doing it way before a lot of other people were doing it. Visualization is creating energy patterns that you can move into. And, of course, for this to work properly, you need to know what obstacle you wish to remove. Because how are you going to remove it if you don't know what it is? I mean, God knows, but you need to be aware of what your obstacle is. And when you meditate and visualize it, you may see that the roots go very deep. You may just think, well, gosh, I want to lose weight. I'm going to visualize that. But where do the roots of being overweight come from? Where does the fear, where does the hurt, where does the pain, where do the issues come that make you want to overeat? Or if you need to make more money, where are those issues beginning with so you can remove them? If there's a weed growing in your garden, you need to pull it. But if you don't see the weed and you don't know what's causing the weed to grow, it will just grow back. Okay, release. Whatever accumulation of energy obstacles remain in my personal subconscious memory that I am no longer consciously aware of, but are still energizing obstacles, I release for sublimation and healing into God's light presence within me. Okay, that follows up on what I was just saying. Once we realize that there is an obstacle, this is where we need to remove the weed. We need to actually be aware of it and then release it for sublimation. So repeating, release. Whatever accumulation of energy obstacles remain in my personal subconscious memory that I am no longer consciously aware of, but are still energizing obstacles, I release for sublimation and healing into God's light presence within me. So this is a very wonderful healing affirmation, right? I mean, again, it takes going deep and believing. It's a key element when you're doing affirmations and changing and transforming. You have to have the intent to know that you can do it, that it's possible, right? Next, not the personal I, but God. I acknowledge that it is through God's power, light, presence within me that obstacles are overcome in my life. Okay, this is taking the ego out of it. It's taking you doing it. It's God doing the work, right? This is what is going to change it. Repeating, not the personal I, but God. I acknowledge that it is through God's power, light, presence within me that obstacles are overcome in my life. And the last affirmation on this overcoming obstacles holding you back is already so, which is a key that we use in all affirmations. I acknowledge that in the mind of God, at the innermost center of Christ oneness, all obstacles that have been holding me back financially, in love, health, occupation, and creativity are already overcome, and in the universal mind spirit, I am free to move forward and progress. Well, that might be one that you just might want to put on your altar place. I mean, that pretty much covers it all, doesn't it? I like this one a lot. Let's repeat that. Already so, I acknowledge that in the mind of God, at the innermost center of Christ oneness, all obstacles that have been holding me back financially, in love, health, occupation, creativity, are already overcome. And in universal mind and spirit, I am free to move forward and progress. Well, that's a lovely, lovely affirmation. I love that. We're going to go into this. Let's look a little deeper about obstacles and why they happen. There's a few elements with obstacles. In karma, we live lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, and sometimes we do things that can create karma. If we hurt someone, or if we steal from someone, or if we do something harmful, we are given a chance in the next lifetime to overcome that. How do we do this? Well, this planet is a school. It's a learning place. It's a place for the children of God to learn and progress. So if you've done anything that has hurt or harmed anyone, you have the opportunity to overcome it. There are some people that don't learn real easily. And they have one obstacle they're trying to overcome lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. It could be in love. It could be financially. It could be in many, many areas. But you have to look at then, okay, how are those obstacles really happening in karma in your life? And how do you really fix them? At the heart of a lot of issues is fear. A lot of people have problems in love because they have fear. They're afraid of being in love. Some people are afraid of being too successful. Maybe in a past life, that they were really not really wise in how they handled their money, or they used their money to hurt other people, or people have some fear of success. That's possible. Many people do, and they don't even know that they do. Maybe there's worthiness issues. Maybe you feel you're not worthy to be beautiful or successful. And where do those worthiness issues come from? They can come from our parents. It can come from a person who abused us. They can come from all those things, but then we have to go back into the complex matter of, why did we choose the parents we chose? Why did we choose to live where we're living? Now, the solution, of course, is going into our higher self. In a metaphysics, we use meditation, visualization, and ways to observe from our soul or higher self to connect with God in that mystical sense and actually transform some of these energy patterns. This is a key. This is a very powerful key. The place you dwell in there is called by some the objective observer. The objective observer is alive in your higher self, and if you're navigating through some challenging times and you really seem like, oh my gosh, this is happening again, why is this happening to me? You know, any of you know that, why is this happening to me? You may want to use the power of connecting with God to see what's really going on and go to the objective observer and really do some soul searching to find out why you're having these obstacles occur in your life. Now, take a few breaths. Breathe in. Breathe in. Sit kind of comfortably straight. Breathe out. Breathe in deeply. Breathe out. Find that place of peace within, that place within your soul where the objective observer is dwelling. It's the dreamer of the dream, creation's dream. Breathe in the breath of creation and go to that source of the one that connects your soul to the highest light of God. And from that place, dwell and look at your life. Look at your life as God looks at your life. And see what it is in your life that might be an obstacle that you need or wish to remove. See the obstacle. See what it's doing. Go back to that obstacle and actually have a conversation with that obstacle. Why are you there? What is it that I need to learn to overcome you? Where did it come from? Don't be afraid to look at your personality, your psyche, your entire life, and see what it is that you can do to pull the weed of that obstacle out from your life. Let the mind and light focus on this, and know that you have the power of light. When you connect to the source of all light, realize that God is in control, and you can use God's will and God's energy to rearrange your life and transform your life. But you must do it with love. The ego and the obstacles will create a battlefield. So with love, when you go to try to change, always use love with that obstacle. Love that obstacle to death. Love that obstacle to completely remove that obstacle from your life. And know what you wish to get when that obstacle is removed. That's where the visualization comes in again. What would you like to visualize if that obstacle was removed? Where is that enthusiasm and fire and power to know that you can get past this obstacle and do the hero's journey and make it to your goal? Do you have a goal? Every life has a purpose. Do you know your purpose? If not, ask God, ask your soul, what is my purpose? service always comes up at some point in this search, because the real power of light can be found when you're doing good for others. Sharing the light of God with the world takes great humility, and it always helps to let go and let God. We may not even be sure of exactly the way this gets played out, but setting the intention to allow the light to work through you for the good of all is always at the heart of all of God's purpose in life and our work. When you can say, "Thy will, not mine, be done," we're enacting the true power of turning our lives over to a greater good, to God's will. Of course, we have to have faith on this path, believing that that path of light leads us into the right way. And we have to dedicate ourselves daily to the right way, to be aligned with our soul's purpose and God's will. And there has to be faith that we will have guidance in being able to see the way and follow the path of light, even when we're venturing into that battle with the obstacles. Relinquishing ourselves to the will of God can change the way we see and do everything. It also removes a lot of stress, where it takes the burden off us and puts God in the driver's seat. And then it takes forming new patterns, new habits, releasing old ones, and that can take time. That's where the release comes in the affirmations we were talking about, right? It's important to remember here that the power of illusion is strong, but it can be overcome. It takes strength and courage to truly be yourself and overcome delusion. Seeing your life in a new light can be a really powerful tool towards achieving truth. But allow yourself to be inspired by a new way of life that is living in the light of truth. This can happen in gradual steps and even over lifetimes. Or you could have an enlightenment experience. You could awaken right now. And you can have a whole new way of seeing everything. You could go into that bliss and the oneness with God, a mystical union, and come out with a new perspective and the courage to trust your soul and know that you can change your life so it best serves your soul's purpose. You can live an awakened life and overcome illusion and cross the shore into a new reality of life. This is being done now more than ever before. And if there are energy blocks, obstacles, or emotional blocks in the body, they need to be brought to the light. You should not fear them. You should not bury them. They will come out. Now more than ever, everything we try to cover up comes out. Have you noticed that? You have to allow them to come out and be cleared so that the energy can flow through you without interruption. The body can hold on to fears and hurt, and negative energy can accumulate, not only in our body, but in our mind. And that's when disease can occur. Of course, the common places for energy blocks are in the heart. When people have been hurt and they have had a broken heart, there can be a block there against love. It can be in the lower pelvic region and the back. Emotional baggage can be stored in these areas, and light is needed to clear out those spots and the blocks. Once an emotional issue arises, practice using the light of God and forgiveness and love to help release it. Forgiveness of the self and of others is really key, especially if there's karma involved. You may not be wanting to know the karma that you caused or the pain that you caused others, but just forgiving yourself is a beginning to being humble and releasing the ego and the pride. Hurt and resentment separate us from others, and it also drains our energy. To work effectively, light needs to have the power of unconditional love behind it. And as we learn to forgive ourselves, and we can forgive others who also placed obstacles and blocks in our life. And the way to do this, again, is to visualize, to meditate. Do the meditation with deep, clearing breaths. Call in the light. if you have a spot in your body that you think is holding that emotional or negative energy, hold your hand in that spot that feels blocked. Breathe light into the area for as long as necessary. Allow that light energy that comes from the source to go in and completely renew, restore, and regenerate with positive energy any negative blocks. Allow any images or thoughts that you see to come up to be recognized and be released. Place any of those blocks in a circle of light, a golden white circle of light, and forgive yourself for holding any pain or anger. Forgive yourself or any other person involved. And see light flooding into that circle, any negativity there being released. So once you do that, you actually may feel like a burden has been taken off you. It's a blessing, and give thanks for that release. It's a big subject, removing any obstacles in our lives. And this can happen at any time in our spiritual path. It takes a lot to be totally clear of the obstacles. But light and God and positive energy can do the job. Let's close today with the Aramaic Lord's Prayer, which I always say at the end of these mystical perspectives. Father, Mother of the Cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness, tempted by false appearances. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Today's talk was based on Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. It's his latest book. It's practical, mystical, and spiritual inspiration applied to your life, featuring 130 pages of affirmations to help you shed old mental and emotional patterns and connect with your higher universal mind for guidance. You can get it at metaphysics.com and at amazon.com. And if you go to my website, mysticalperspectives.com, that's mysticalperspectives.com, you can get all of these 23 talks. They're posted up there for you, plus other information as well. I thank you so much for joining me today. God bless you, and may you be walking in always in God's love, light, and peace.